if you wanted to break up some land for planting, you'd break it up with a
plow.
What different kinds of plows were there?
Well, they have two different types. One was a cast plow for sandy land, the other one was a steel plow for black land, for mm-hmm. black loamy land.
The first ones here were pulled by oxen.
Were there different names for the different types of steel plow or for other?
Black land plow or sandy land plow, that's about mm-hmm. all the difference.
What's something that had little teeth in it that break up the ground finer than a plow?
That was a harrow. Harrow.
Were there different kinds of those?
Yes. The old harrows were made out of 4x4 mm-hmm. long pieces, and they drilled holes in it and drove the teeth in there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I remember them talking about that before they had harrows here, they would cut some limbs off of the trees and drag them over the land to kind of smooth it.
Did that work pretty well?
Yes, it did the work to a certain extent.
When you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts, you call that the...
Furrow. Hmm? Furrow. F-U-R-R-O-W. Furrow.
Okay. What do you call the horse that walks in the furrow? If you have...
For a horse.
Okay. What was the other one called?
Off. I know what you're driving at. They had different names for it. It was just the for a horse or the off horse.
Uh-huh. Well, did they also have names in German?
I didn't get it.
Did those also have names in German? Or is that...
I can't remember, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work do you have to do with cotton?
Well, you'd have to plant it and chop it. Then when it finally made cotton, you'd pick it.
What do you mean chop it?
With a hoe, clean the grass out or thin it out.
What kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton?
Tie vines and crop grass and so on.
If you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we had a good
cotton crop.
And you grow it out into, the cotton would be planted out in a big...
In the field, yeah.
What would you call something smaller than a field?
Patch.
What sort of things would grow?
Cotton patch.
How big is a patch?
But it could be anywhere from garden size to a couple of acres or whatever. Or a large field. We call it cotton. We go out in a cotton patch.
Regardless of how big it was,
yes. That was the old expression.
What did y'all use your land for? How much was stock and how much was cotton and...
About half cotton, half corn, plus sorghum or cane, whatever you call it, to feed the horses and mules.
You didn't have many animals?
Yes, we had anywhere from 8 to 15 animals.
But not like a cattle ranch? I mean, you didn't...
How many cattle? Oh, we would run about 20, 25, 30 head of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Cows, grown animals.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Fences? Barbed wire fences. Oh, way back then in the beginning, they had a lot of rail fence.
Uh-huh. How would you build a rail fence?
Well, they cut down the trees and split the rails out of the tree trunk. And they were about yay thick, and then they A-shaped.
Uh-huh.
And then they would lay them like this, staggering.
Uh-huh.
They would be put up like...